The suspect, accused of stabbing two young children in Brooklyn, met with his parole officer 2 days after the deadly attack, even as a massive manhunt was underway. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports.
Daniel St. Hubert was released from a New York State prison on May 23rd on the condition that he meet regularly with a parole officer. He did that on the 27th and again on June 3rd, according to the State Department of Corrections. That's 2 days after he allegedly stabbed two children in a public housing elevator, killing one of them. St. Hubert never showed up for his parole visit the following day, and that night he was apprehended by the police. But by then, a 53-year-old man was stabbed on a Chelsea subway platform, and an 18-year-old woman was murdered in East New York. Officials have linked both attacks to St. Hubert, but he's not been charged in these crimes. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.
And WNYC's Robert Lewis has more on the suspect's history of mental illness and violent behavior.
Daniel St. Hubert was arrested in 2009 after he tried to choke his mother to death with an electrical cord and stole her car. Court records show that once in custody, his outbursts continued. St. Hubert punched out a female guard, fought with officers, and attacked another inmate. In multiple exams, St. Hubert was found mentally unfit to stand trial, and he bounced between Rikers Island and a state psychiatric facility. St. Hubert was eventually cleared for trial, and in 2012, he pleaded guilty to attempted murder and to the assault on the guard. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.